7:45. Let's see what Mr. Ayliffe's got for us with the Yahtzee report.
Thanks, Esther. Good morning. A southeast wind for most of the day, a predicted high of about 14 degrees. And in fact, the whole week ahead is predicted to be fairly coolish. Peninsula Ramblers, the hike today, you're not going to make it if you're not on your way already. Meeting at 8 a.m. It's East Fort to Constantia Neck. It'll be about a 10-kilometer hike, climbing up the big contour path and tracking along the big cliffs of the Constantia Berg, and then on to Flakenberg before heading back down to Constantia Neck. PeninsulaRamblers.org.za. They post all their hikes well ahead of time. A good bit of advice if you're a hiker or you're a keen hiker, go and join the club, Peninsula Ramblers, and get on and become part of the community. World Ranger Day today, celebrated on July the 31st, commemorating rangers that are killed or injured in the line of duty, and it also celebrates the work that rangers are doing to protect the planet's natural resources. And sadly, a total of 451 rhino poached last year in South Africa, 327 in government reserves, and an increase on private properties. There were 124 rhinos killed last year on private reserves, and the poachers killed 24 rhinos. In fact, in South Africa during the first 2 weeks of December last year. So a shocking start to 2022. And sadly, there's no end in sight. It's estimated that over 1,000 rangers have been killed in the line of duty over the last 10 years. And that's just 5 days ago. The latest news, Anton Mzimba, a man who's done so much for anti-poaching, the head of ranger services at Thimbivati Game Reserve, was shot and killed. Simon Borchert of the Shannon Elizabeth Foundation, they do amazing work with rhino conservation, was saddened, like all of us, to have heard that news.
Thank you, Jeff. A somber World Ranger Day this year as we mourn the murder of Anton Mzimba, the head of ranger services for Thimbivati Game Reserve in the greater Kruger area on Kruger's western border. This shocking event has sent ripples through the conservation community and shows once again the extreme levels of commitment, bravery, and absolute passion and dedication that is constantly exhibited by men and women across the continent and indeed across the world in their efforts to protect our wildlife and wild places. Anton Mzimba's wife was also harmed in the attack. And Anton leaves behind four children, and the people at Thimbivati have set up a give and gain account for the public to make contributions to ensure the ongoing care of his wife and also for his children. And I encourage all listeners to please go to www.givengain.com/cc/Anton-Mzimba, Mzimba dash legacy, to make a contribution, no matter how big or small. We at the Shannon Elizabeth Foundation will most certainly be making a contribution.
That's Simon Borchert from the Shannon Elizabeth Foundation. And finally, runners are encouraged to enter the Rhino and Restoration Challenge before August the 4th. And that's in support of conservation projects in the Eastern Cape. Funds will be support work to help establish the Albany Biodiversity Corridor. And the vision there is to drop the fences between the various reserves from the Addo Elephant National Park and right through to the Great Fish River Nature Reserve, forming a mega reserve that will enable the free movement of animals within a much larger area. Be Moved, that's the company that's arranging this. You can go and have a look for further information at bemovedcollective.org, bemovedcollective.org. That's it from me for this morning. I'll be back again next weekend.
Sarah Jane King
on Cape Talk
every weekend morning.